Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Allie, and I'm here for Advent Week 3. We're doing some weekly reflections on the weeks of Advent, and this week is all about joy. Welcome back to Week 3 Advent Reflections. We've been going through Advent, and I joked that the first week that I might be the only person at Crossroads who's really all that interested in Advent. Turns out I'm not, that a lot of you people are also interested in Advent. Thank you for your feedback. I've been getting a lot of messages that you appreciate Advent as well. And so we're going to keep plowing ahead into Advent Week 3 today. We are celebrating the week of joy. And I wish I had my wreath right here. I should have kept it handy. But this week is the pink candle is called Joy. And this candle, as the other ones, also has a part of the Christmas story associated with it. And today we're talking about the shepherds. The shepherds are the representation of joy in the Christmas story. And so I'm going to read that part of the Christmas story to begin our discussion of Advent today. It comes from Luke 2, starting in verse 8. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.'" So this is the reading of joy, the week of joy. And so the shepherds are the ones to receive the announcement of the birth of Jesus, and they respond in joy. This week was both the easiest and the hardest for me, I think, because it was so clear to me where I am with joy in my life right now. Immediately, I understood when I started thinking about this particular week of Advent that I have really lacked a sense of joy in my life lately. And not that I haven't been happy or not that there haven't been good things. It's not that. It's just that I've felt a little bit dull. And I think you probably know what I mean by that, when you just sort of feel, just not feeling a lot of anything. And so today we're going to talk about what joy really is and maybe what it also isn't. I think that story to me, as I reflected on it, it makes it clear to me that joy comes when we actually see and understand that God has provided something for us that we cannot provide for ourselves. That's what the angels were announcing. They show up to these shepherds and they say, "I have an announcement that's going to cause great joy." And that announcement is, God has done something for all of mankind. God has done something which we cannot do for ourselves. And our response, joy. So to me, that means that joy must fundamentally be about me seeing and understanding that God is doing something for me that I cannot do for myself. And when I see this, and when I sit in it, and when I understand it, and when I just praise God for it, I have joy. And so in the story, there are two responses to the announcement that the angels say is going to cause joy. So how do we know we have joy? Well, I think the two responses are how we know. One, there's praise. I think when joy is present, we have a natural overflow praise. And the second thing I see that happens is that the shepherds who receive this announcement, they believe in such a way that it causes them to act. They believe this announcement and they go and see it. It says, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what God has done." They believe in a way that causes action. And I think when these two things are happening in our life, regardless of how we feel emotionally, we are operating out of a place of joy, a place of understanding that God has done something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. I said that lately I haven't really felt joy, and I'll tell you how this has been playing out for me. These two things have been really evident as I've reflected on why. Why do I feel just kind of like bleh inside, and it's because I haven't been doing exactly what I just read. I haven't been really sitting in the truth of what God is doing in my life, that he's always doing things for me that I cannot do for myself. The first one that I really realized is that there's a lack of praise in my relationship with God. I think what's been happening for me lately when I've been reflecting on this sort of lack of joy that I've felt is that I haven't been remembering and kind of sitting in the fact that God has regularly done things that have put me in the place in my life where I am right now. And none of these things could I have done for myself. There are commands over and over and over again in the Bible to remember. Remember, remember, remember. We're always commanded to remember what God has done. And I think that's part of the fact that God wants to bring us joy. He wants us to operate out of a place of joy by reflecting and seeing and sitting in the fact that he is doing work in our lives. And we can sit in the fact that he will continue to do that. So for me, I haven't been doing that. As a matter of fact, I've been doing the opposite of that. I've been sort of grumbling about where I am. November and December have been kind of tough for me. They've had quite a lot of work. They've had a lot of sort of hardship in some different ways that have been connected to my work. Also, I'm finishing up a semester at school, which has caused quite a lot of work. I think that work, I've felt sort of buried under it, and I've gone into taskmaster mode, trying to get it all done. And I've really failed to sit in the fact that that work is present in my life because God has done something for me that I can't do for myself. He's put me in a place where I get to do the things I'm doing. And whenever I don't sit in that, I don't thank him for it. I don't praise him for it. No matter what, whether it's good or bad, I lose a sense of joy about the work that I'm doing. And that's definitely been the case. The other thing is I really haven't been believing that God is doing things in my life either. I've been believing something, just not the truth. So listen to this. I'll tell you a story. I stopped by my husband's office the other day, and there's a woman who I absolutely love that works there. She's worked there for a handful of years. I love seeing her. I love interacting with her, and I'm not in there all that often, so I always stop by her desk and talk with her. I knew her from my past as well, and she's just wonderful. Sunshine in every way. And so this particular day when I stopped by my husband's office, I was there for like a half hour window and I really wanted to get something done and I was on my way from here to there. I had work to do. I bypassed where her cube is and I went straight down a hall and I sat at a table in my husband's office and I just worked and then I got up and I left when I was done. And I got back to my car and I went, why did I do that? Why did I purposely bypass the opportunity for the joy of seeing her? And it was because I was so focused on what I was doing. And this is what I do that steals joy from me all the time is I have a fear I'm not gonna have time to get it all done. It takes joy from me because I believe that if I just put my head down and do exactly what I need to do, go down the other hall to the table, sit and do my work, then get up and go, that somehow that's better. And in the process of doing that, I stole from myself. I realized it about an hour later, I actually stole the opportunity of joy from myself. And this is a pattern that God has been pointing out to me, and it's caused me to go back to him and understand that I believe that God has provided for me something I can't do for myself. And I can believe so much in him doing that, that if I believe that I'm about the work that he wants me to be doing in my life, then I have time to take the small moments of joy that come my way. I have time to talk with her. I have time to do things in my life that will bring joy in the process of doing what God has called me to do. But I've been taking these things for myself. I don't know if you ever do this too, but here's what I want us to do this week. To celebrate Advent, I really want us to take these small moments of joy. I want us to believe that God is trying to provide the opportunity for joy in our life and that they are sitting right in front of us every single day. And we need to believe that that is what he's doing and take them. Here are some things that I love to do that really, I listed these. I'm going to read them off the list because I think you have a list like this and I want you to make it with me this week. Here are some things that bring me joy. I love reading books for pleasure, not for school, not for work, just for pleasure, just a great story. I love having a glass of wine with my husband after the kids go to bed. I love watching my son and my daughter play basketball. I love cuddling on the couch by the Christmas tree. I love sitting in the hot tub and sharing a beer with my husband. I love making a fire in our fireplace. And I love going for runs with friends. Almost none of those are very convenient. They all happen to take me away from the mindset of getting things done, and they all bring me a great deal of joy. The first words of the angel were, "Do not fear." And I realized that this fear of mine that I'm not going to have time to get everything done, it's actually stealing joy. And this week, as I celebrate Advent week 3, I am not going to let that happen. At least I'm going to try not to let that happen. So I want you to make your list with me. This week, I'm going to be looking for opportunities to talk with the people that bring me joy, to go for a run with someone, to sit by the fire, to have a glass of wine, whatever it is that brings you joy. That's how I want you to celebrate the week of joy of Advent. Because guess what? God has done something for us that we can't do for ourselves. And those opportunities are sitting right in front of us every day. But if you're anything like me, sometimes you go down the other hall and you walk right by him. So let's not do that this week. Let me pray for us, and Merry Christmas. Father, please help me to get out of my own way to find joy. Thank you that you've gone ahead of me, and you've gone ahead of all of us in our weeks this week, and you've planned joy for us. You have. You've done things for us already that we can never do for ourselves. Help us to walk into it and not let fear stand in our way. Amen. Well, everybody, it's Allie again, and I hope you enjoyed that couple of minutes. I hope your week this week is filled with joy, and as a matter of fact, I want to leave you with a little praise to God, the God of joy. This is, of course, Joy to the World.
Just say.